Well, I know that these have been tumultuous times for those of us who are devotees of Southwest Airlines, with so many changes coming up in the announcements over the last few weeks. But you're noting a very sad day in the history of the airlines.
Yeah, in fact, a historic day tomorrow, because Southwest Airlines is scheduled to lay off 1,750 employees. And it's going to be the first time, and I know you know this, first time ever, Southwest Airlines has ever laid off an employee. One of the great things that they'd always been able to brag on is we've never had to lay a single person off. Even the pandemic, 9/11, the financial crisis, the recessions we've been through, you go back to day one with them. I mean, when Herb Kelleher, the founder of Southwest, couldn't pay payroll because they only had four airplanes, he sold one of them, got rid of one of the airplanes so that he could meet payroll for his employees. And, you know, that all changes because tomorrow 1,750 employees are going to be laid off, and it'll be the first time that's ever happened. Just the latest, and as you mentioned, many, many changes have been happening with Southwest. They're going to assign seats. They're offering premium seats. They've changed their frequent flyer program. They're going to be charging for checked bags. They've now put expiration dates on the vouchers that they're giving out. They're kind of becoming like every other carrier. And, you know, sadly now, with what's going to happen tomorrow, they will be exactly like every other carrier.
Yeah, I was going to say that the things that made Southwest so special for many of us have all gone away. I guess for the moment, we're still getting the free snacks, though.
Well, I guess if you smile and say please, maybe. But, you know, Tony, when they had such an incredible proven business model, they flew into airports that weren't super congested. They were able to get maybe five segments a day out of those silver revenue tubes. They turned them quickly at the airports. They did things that other airlines simply couldn't do. And then the shift came a decade and a half ago, whatever, where they should be like everybody else. We should fly to LaGuardia. We should fly to Atlanta. Let's build up a lot of presence there. And all of a sudden now, they're taking a lot of delays. And gee whiz, we can't use this airplane five times a day. We can only use it 3.5 to 4 times a day. And when you cut back on the frequency or the number of times you can use a piece of equipment in a daily basis, it really impacts your bottom line. And there you go. All of a sudden now, Southwest wasn't making as much. Southwest was losing money. Southwest was having problems. Simply because they did what so many great businesses do. When somebody comes up with the idiotic, asinine idea of, let's try to be like everybody else. I mean, forget the fact that we've been insanely successful for all of these years. Let's try to do it another way. And sadly, they did, and it didn't work, and you've got people that are paying the price.
It usually seems to work out that way, doesn't it, Jay?
Every single time. I would love somebody to send me, it's like, let's do New Coke. And it's a lot like when you have a CEO take over for an airline, and the first thing they're going to do to change things is to paint the airplane. You know, it makes them feel good because they're doing something, change things, but really doesn't do much. And sadly, a lot of times when these new and improved ideas come along, it just knocks one of the four wheels off, and you're struggling to make it. And by the time you figure out what you've done wrong, it's going to be very, very difficult to reverse course.
Jay, we also have news this morning that some flight attendants cracking down on those self-upgrades that some people try to do when they board a plane.
Yeah, and I understand why people try to do it, because, look, you're on a flight, kind of packed. Maybe you're in the middle seat. You're in a row that's got every seat's taken, and you look back, and there's nobody seated in the exit row. The door is closed. A couple of minutes before pushback, you think, well, I'll just undo my seatbelt, go sit in that seat where I'll have a little bit more room. The problem is that's a premium seat. Problem is you have to pay to be in that seat. So when people try to self-upgrade themselves, many flight attendants are like, I'm sorry, you're going to have to get back in your assigned seat. And they're like, wait a minute, it's crowded over there, and I'd have more room. I would be more comfortable here. Well, yeah, that's why we sell them at a premium cost. And sadly, a lot of people are getting upset with flight attendants because they're simply enforcing that policy. And look, if you want that seat, best thing to do is grab it when you can, as opposed to trying to upgrade, because we see people doing that all the time, and you know, most of the time they're asked to, you know, put their tush back in the seat that they were in because that's the one they paid for.
We also had word, Jay, this week, a United Airlines flight forced to return after an animal strike, and this time not a bird.
It was a rabbit. A rabbit. Yep.
Appropriate at Easter time, I guess.
You know, I wasn't going to throw that in there, but you're exactly right. Sorry, kids. But, yeah, you had this United flight taken off out of Denver, and as it's climbing, the engine starts to flare out. and it looks like it's on fire, but, you know, it's the backfire and different things. So they shut down the engine, no big deal. They turn around and come back and land. You can fly coast to coast on one engine. So it's not that big a deal. But apparently some little rabbit was out there on the runway. And, you know, when you've got that those engines at full thrust where they're you know, sucking in all kinds of stuff on that the takeoff, anything within 20, 30 feet in front of those is going to go right in the engine. And that's one of the reasons when we're at the airport, we see airport vehicles like police cars or other types of things going up and down the runway fast. We think, oh, my gosh, there's an emergency out there. No, they're just doing the required runway checks for any sort of what we call FOD, foreign object debris, because if something falls off of an aircraft, a piece of metal, a part of a tire, something like that that's still out there on the runway, that represents a safety risk for any aircraft taking off or landing if that were to get sucked up into an engine. So, yeah, in this case for the United flights, it was a bunny of significant size and really unfortunate. But I think in the 33 years I've been doing this, that's my first rabbit strike.
I think that is a first. You're right, Jay.
That's why I'll never say I've seen it all, because yeah, that's such a stupid statement to say, and I will not say it, because I'll never underestimate what people will be doing when they fly.
You're right on that. Finally, Jay, any hub delays we need to be aware of this morning?
It looks like Houston and Detroit, they had issues earlier. It's getting better, and I don't think the weather is going to move too far across the country to impact any other hubs. So we'll call them minor delays and a good day to fly.